This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new analysis from the Associated Press finds that more of the jobs created this year were in counties that went for Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump, in 2016. 58.5% of the new jobs were in the blue places. Josh Boak is an economics writer for the Associated Press who worked on that piece. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm thinking that some of this must be that cities tended to go for Clinton and cities have attracted jobs.
That is true. A lot of the job gains that have happened in this country have happened in places like Texas. And the cities and counties in Texas voted for Clinton, whereas the other part of the state voted for Trump. But we see in many Trump counties, he talks about the forgotten man. He'd bring back factory jobs or that kind of thing via his tax cuts and his approaches on international trade. And that turnaround just hasn't occurred. Now, what's important about this is that his voters aren't too concerned because they're focused more and more on cultural issues like immigration and guns.
Now, you or one of your colleagues went to Trump country in Pennsylvania and, you know, asked how people are feeling given some of these trends.
I love going there. I have family originally from Western Pennsylvania. We went to a place called Beaver County. Beaver County is this interesting place because it's been losing population since roughly the 1980s when the steel mills closed. It's getting older as a county. And when you talk to employers, what they say is, we have job openings, but we don't have the population to fill them. So as a result, we're losing jobs. And the tax cuts don't make a difference. They're not changing that trend so far.
So there you are in Beaver County, and you're asking about, so you're not seeing the jobs that might have been promised here. Are people grumpy about the president?
No, not really. I spoke to the chair of the GOP party in Beaver County, and I said, what's the most important issue for your members right now? And he said, without hesitation, Second Amendment issues. And immigration is this interesting dividing line in this part of the country. Beaver County really got its economic start via immigration in the early 1900s for the steel mills. And yet immigration slowed, it lost population, and you speak to business owners there, and you even speak to the incumbent congressman, Representative Keith Rothfuss, about what needs to change. And he'll say, we need immigrants. And yet, within weeks of our conversation, he voted for a bill that would have restricted immigration in the name of border security. And this is one of the tensions we're going to see in Trump counties.
Josh Boak writes on economics and more for the Associated Press. Josh, thank you.
You're welcome.